Kimberly Lemieux is my name. I'm a Safe Communities Coordinator. I'm employed through public health, so I have a little bit of both here.
I'm Cynthia Tosted, and I am probably unique to everybody in the room because I actually was a school teacher for 10 years, and I'm a stay-at-home mom now, but I contract with the public health and the Safe Communities a little bit of time here and there, and I've got that education background, so she pulls me in when she wants me to talk to kids, basically. But I'm also very active in the Safe Communities Wellness Coalition and a very big advocate for the things that we're going to talk about today. So with that, we can get started. Our lovely state of North Dakota, we are so different from the last group that you just listened about. They live in urban Ohio. We live in rural as it gets. So you'll see some differences, yet I think you'll see some striking similarities. The geographical area covered consisted of 10 counties, two different Safe Communities regions, two Native American reservations, over 11,000 square miles. So 11,000 square miles of kids. It's probably less kids than they had in their two high schools, but still, it's 11,000 square miles of kids. So that's the group we're working with.
In North Dakota, you can get your driver's permit at 14 and your license at 14 and a half. I think we are the only state in the nation that you can do that. Some you can get your permit at 14 and then it's, our legislators like to think we have a graduated driver's license. It's a very watered down graduated license. If you should lose your, we have a point system, 6 points for teens on your driver's license. And when you, if you get a, and each point or each violation is worth X amount of points, whether you're an adult or a teen, and adults have 12 points. So let's just say in one night as a teen, I can get exhibition driving, boom, my 6 points are gone. And I automatically lose it at for impaired driving or I believe minor in possession. Otherwise, speeding, point here, point there. But if once you've lost your driver's license with this graduated licensing, you can get it again before you're 16. You don't have a waiting period. I don't think you have a waiting period. And but you have to go through the whole permit process, the whole driver's ed process. And that's one thing I probably didn't mention is to get the license at 14, you do have to complete driver's ed. And then if you haven't done driver's ed at 16, you can get your license. I think I said all that. Without reading off of there. Okay. Is that you? Mine? Okay, the goals. Okay, we started out with actually two goals. The first one here is about seatbelt usage. And then our activities. We didn't get them all done. Actually, after we went to the Institute last fall, we reevaluated what we were doing and kind of changed. Our goals stayed the same. Both of our goals did, but we did change our things. The only thing on here, well, we did two out of the three. We did the pre-sequel observation survey. Poster campaign, we tried. We have 34 schools in that area, or high schools in that area, and we got two submissions back. And one was a really neat poster, but it was specific to that school. The whole thing was, I don't even remember the school, but it was all about, the dragons and the dragons this, dragons that, had pictures of them. So it's like for us to, redevelop that or re-give that poster out to the whole region, it's going to mean nothing to anybody but that school. And then the other one was a just a story from a kid on impaired driving on how, all the things he'd gone through and how it had changed his life and how he'd like to help others. Well, nope, it wasn't a poster. And so as a team, we decided to just drop the whole that part of the poster session. Okay.
Okay. Our second goal was to decrease incidences of teen and impaired driving in our two regions. And our objective was to get into the school systems at least 5% more than we're already getting in there. So with 34 school systems, that meant getting into at least two more schools, getting on the bus with this information. And the activities that we initially developed were to develop, for our group, to develop a teen driver diversion program, and then the poster campaign for impaired driving, as Kimberly just talked about. And we'll get into how these different activities played out in just a little bit. Public health didn't leave us high and dry throughout the last year. They provided us with 3 phone conferences that I think some of us were on all 3, some of us weren't able to meet all 3, but the information that we received from those 3 phone conferences really helped us keep this going throughout the year and keep the excitement going throughout the year. In fact, one of the things, and I think you might hear it in a later slide again, one of the things we took away from those phone conferences are, if you target all, you target none. And I think when we started this, we've got 11,000 square miles, we've got 34 schools, we've got all these kids. If we target all, we target none. So as the year has gone on, our goals have stayed the same, but the activities to get to those goals have certainly changed, and you'll see that as we
Along I knew that, you know, if you can't target all, but teens, that was a target, right? But yet they had so much diversity, and so we, even though it was teens we were targeting, that wasn't narrow enough, not nearly.
So once we got going, you can read the activities that we actually completed.
And we'll go into detail on each of those, but those are the ones. Some are complete, some are just a work of progress yet, and this is just the beginning. Even though the grant's over, this just barely have the foot in the door.
Okay, Kimberly, you kind of talked about the poster contest
The poster contest, like I said, those were our goals, that's what we offered, and we came up with nothing. But a lady that's a colleague that in a whole different part of the state and a part of this project, she also has 2 of the Native American tribes, and I have 2, there's 4 in the state. So we have come up with this poster, but it's not done, because statistically, it's the Native Americans are like half of our teen crashes, of all the teen crashes in the state, half of those again are from the reservations. So we're just in the process of this poster. I think the guy's too old. Some people say he's okay. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do yet, but that's the basic idea.
The concern is, in a state of like North Dakota, you're always going to find somebody that knows somebody. So to find a Native American person in the state who was truly in a motor vehicle crash as a teen and is now in a wheelchair for the rest of his life and never going to be playing basketball, you know what we're saying?
So difficult.
So yeah, he does look older, and he is older.
And he's not paralyzed.
But
yet nobody knew him. You know, so that's been our deal. So,
but it's,
we're still looking for the right person.
Why would it be bad if people wouldn't know him?
Well, because if he wasn't in a car crash, if he's not paralyzed. Well,
that's where we're going.
And
yep.
We actually have located a couple, but yet, okay, will they say yes? We're still dealing with that.
Good. Wonderful.
Yes. Good.
Wonderful.
The first
is yes. Within our state.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, actually, we're at this point, we don't even care if it's someone within our state. We just want someone who's Native American.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. This one's mine. Boy, have you heard this one already today? Seatbelt observations. However, we have mixed results as far as how our goal went on this. Initially, we really wanted this to be peer-driven as well. And I'm not sure if you understand where we're coming from, but we're dealing with school systems that K-12 have less than 250 people, students, K-12. So to go into a high school and say, give us a group of kids that can help us, that we can instruct how to do the seatbelt observations, and they have to be there at such and such a time in the morning. You know what? There aren't enough kids to go around. And there aren't enough teachers that aren't already spread too thin. And I can say that because I've been there, you know. So what ended up happening is that our idea of having it peer-driven and having the peers do the observation and then go back into the school system and develop something with those observations didn't work. The other thing was we had administrators who, quite frankly, are oblivious to the fact that their kids come and go in that parking lot and don't buckle up. So what we've done is taken on this seatbelt observation ourselves and sat at those entrances and done the observations and then gone back to these administrators and said, you think your kids buckle up? Guess what? This is how many don't.
And this is how many in the past X amount of years have been injured or died. You know, these are students that you've lost. And that kind of, no, it didn't, you know, open the door to all of these schools, but it was, we got three on board with us. These are, okay, of the school surveyed, we just wanted to show you this because we go from 0% usage rate up to, is it 70?
Yeah.
And the one that is 70 is, it proves education works. That school, at least every other year, if not every year for the past 10 years, has had a seatbelt up or seatbelt campaign within their school. And this one has not. So, you know, wide variety. And like I said, we didn't get all of our schools done.
What's the state's usage rate?
The state's usage rate is 82%.
Yeah. So, do you want me to go back to that?
Nope.
Okay.
You didn't need to look. You know, so we have quite a range and we have a lot of work to do. And actually, three of those schools have had campaigns with me within the last 3 years. And I thought 5% was a great increase. You know, and those guys are saying, you know, and I'm going, 20%, that would be awesome, but 5% we thought was good. So, you know.
Hey, you know, it's all relative, right?
Yep.
It's all in how you look at it.
Okay, where are we? Okay, the focus groups. We also wanted to know what would work with them, similar to what they did. So we contracted with the Upper Great Plains Traffic Safety Institute, or maybe just Traffic Institute, and they went out and they got groups of kids together in schools. We did three of them, and it was basically, what makes you tick? Do you wear a seatbelt, or do you not? And why do you, or why don't you? And same thing with impaired driving and just underage drinking. Do you, or don't you, and why do you, or why don't you, and what would make you change your mind and all that? So we do have I think it's a 20-page document that we'd be willing to share with anybody on the results. And I don't think we wrote the results down, but same thing as them. Parents, safety never did come up, as in it's a safe thing to do. But, you know, we think the person's a safe driver that we're with.
Long distances.
Short trips, but we do on, you know, long distance. A good share of our students are driving on gravel roads 85% of the time. You know, so, and where are most of our fatalities? Gravel roads, single car rollovers. So
we were actually kind of laughing because we're like, okay, that's ours, that's ours.
Yeah, they're giving our report.
Kids are urban kids and rural kids, you know? They have the same ideas, just they get there differently.
Yeah.
Okay, now, public service announcement video.
Yes, we're going to show that at the end.
At the end?
Okay. Based, we didn't get the total results from the focus group till August, but as they were finding things out, they were telling us. So that's where some of these activities came in. Even though we knew we wanted to do a poster contest, that's where we came up with the Native American one. The PSA, because they said something about, we want the gory, but we want the light, we want the funny, we want the, you know, this, that, and the other. So we just came up with a variety of things. And parents really played a part in their, how they wanted their parents to care, they wanted to please their parents, but yet, and then another thing is they didn't all know the rules or the laws. So the PSA video is part of that. We'll show it at the end.
Okay.
All right. T-shirts, is that mine too?
That's yours.
Okay, yep. T-shirts.
You actually took one of mine, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to be up here in the first place. And then we developed these T-shirts based on that they said T-shirts, and we didn't have time because it was like, we need to get this done before school's out. So we came up with this, and one of our, the guy that, one of the guys on the team came up with this joined the CLIC. He'd gone to the Lifesavers conference, and he thought, you know, CLIC, and one of the girls said, hey, you spelled that wrong. And it's like, no, it's kind of supposed to be that way. So, and then underneath it says, join the CLIC.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive, I believe is what it says, and smaller. So we made those four colors. And one of the schools actually did get it on the end of their campaign, and then we gave them out for post-prom. You know, everybody always wants, you know, these freebies, you know, and what can your office give me? So we were able to give the T-shirts. Is this mine again? Okay. Now, the driver diversion class, we're thinking, oh, man, that's going to be the most work at all. Came back from this conference, went to another one, and voila, North Dakota took on the Live at 25 class. It's based out of Colorado, and I don't know if they even changed it, but anyway, so we thought, oh, wow, it's doing everything we need. And for those of you who don't know what the Live at 25 is, it's a defensive driving course. You can get the reduced points, you can get reduced insurance, you can get your points back, and in our state, you know, we have the point system. It's designed strictly for teens. And then they also, I believe, I don't know if North Dakota is doing it, but you can track these kids or these students. I don't know if it's just, if you take it from 14 to 25 in age is who can take it, and I don't know how long they track them. It's just very new. Right now, the only people that are instructing are law enforcement, and we have schools that want the class. I have arranged for funding. And my instructor that's assigned to me says it's got to be done in 4-hour time frames. It's like you're working with a school, you got 55 minutes, and please come four times. It's broken up in four sections. There's no reason why he can't do it, and I'm not a teacher. She's looking at it. She's going, yeah, I don't understand why. So I'm hoping when they open the class up to just regular people, Cynthia will take it. And we have 5 minutes, and we're not done.
Okay. Driver's Ed. Now, this is also going to be such a shock to you. That are from big towns, but driver's education classes, either safe communities and or law enforcement, got into, let's see, 18 different driver's ed courses over the past year. However, in those 18 courses, we're looking at almost twice the number of schools. And what I mean by that is, for instance, in our county, we have driver's ed in one of the high schools, and kids from at least four of the surrounding high schools all come to that one class. So yes, it was at 18 courses, but it was multiple of number of schools. And we determined that the information, the seatbelt use and impaired driving information, reached well over 800 people, or students, I should say, driver's ed students, and one of the specific driving simulators called Sydney reached at least 500. And Sydney is something that Kimberly will talk about next because that was a big part of this project too.
We have had trouble getting into the schools, and Sydney, if you know, some people, researchers, you know, call it a gimmick, but you know, if you do it right, it's a great educational, you know, one-on-one. You only have 5 minutes with these kids, but you talk about seatbelts, you talk about distracted driving and impaired driving, and they get to do it, you know, without their mind being impaired. And it has gotten us it's just greatly opened up doors if it has done nothing else. But I truly believe it's done way more than just open doors.
We had little technical difficulties. We took a beautiful video of instructing students in Sydney, but...
we're not techies.
Yeah, anyway, you can go on to fatalvision.com and search Sydney, and they have a really good full-length video in, I'm not exactly sure what state, but a really good video that shows you exactly how to do it, too. Okay, flip cards. Back to that focus group. Those kids said, hey, we don't know all the laws about driving. We don't know all of these points things. Yeah, they took driver's ed. How long is your driver's ed courses? Do you guys know how long they are? What?
30 hours. I think ours is, too.
Ours is 30 hours in 1 week, basically. So these kids, during the summer, get out of school, and then they take driver's ed for 1 week. And then they can get their permit and go on. And, you know, 30 hours, I'm a teacher. Come on. I know you cannot teach these kids all of this information, but that's the rules, so that's the law. So we just get it done that way. So anyway, from that focus group, the kids were saying, undoubtedly, we don't really remember all the rules from driver's ed. So what is actually in the process are flip cards. The other thing that this focus group said, I don't think our parents know all the rules either. So granted, this is a teen driving institute, but we have developed these flip cards that have just little blurbs about the basic information about the laws in North Dakota in regards to seatbelt, underage drinking, exhibition driving for both teens and their parents. And these are in the process of...
They're not complete either.
They're not complete. They're in the process of having teens and adults look them over. Are they too long? Are they whatever? And once we get that final feedback, then they go to the printers. So those are our flip cards.
So, not all the projects are done, but it's a great start. We have people on board with us now that weren't before. So if it, you know, did nothing else, at least we've got a great beginning. And I guess that's it. Our contact information is there. And we had...